Legend about the knight Indrik von Berengalt and the underpass, Tall Herman, in the well, Narva Castle. The well tower in Ivangorod Fortress. The well tower in Ivangorod Fortress is the closest to Narva Castle of all the towers. This distance is defined in the chronicles as a musket shot, an arrow release from a bow, or a cast stone, and it enabled both the castle and the water access routes to it to be held under fire. From the well tower, movements on the Livonian side were constantly monitored, but its main peculiarity was a hiding place inside of it, a covered descent to the river with a room with a well at the end of it. This is how the name of the tower originated. On the other bank of the river, the well tower of Narva Castle comes closest to the water. The Livonian knights erected it over 500 years ago. In the tower, there was a well which provided the inhabitants of the castle with water. The well was cut very deep into the rock. Obviously, the fact that these two towers were located so close to each other gave rise to a beautiful legend about the underpass from Narva Castle to Ivangorod Fortress. This legend dates back as far as the 16th century, that is, the times when the Livonian Order ruled on the left bank of the Narva River. In those distant times, the Livonian knights made forays to borderline Russian territories. In order to stop the knights' raids, Tsar Ivan III built a strong fortress right opposite the Livonian castle. Once, after another foray of the Livonians, the soldiers from Ivangorod suddenly laid siege on Narva Castle. After intense gunfire, a fire started in the castle, and the Russians assaulted the castle. Soon the battle relocated to the walls of the castle. In one of these rooms, the good knight Indrik von Berengalt was protecting his family, a wife and a baby boy, with great courage until he realized the end was near. He did not want his beautiful wife to become a trophy of the enemy, so he killed her with his sword. He wanted to kill his son too, but fainted because of the smoke. The Russians thought that the knight was dead, so they took his son and left the castle. Indrik would have indeed died, but suddenly it started to rain heavily and the fire was extinguished. The next day when Indrik came around, he decided to dig a secret underpass under the river and make a sudden attack on Ivangorod Fortress and save his son. So Indrik and his two servants were lowered to the bottom of a deep dry well. Next to the well, the knight's friends also put a bell so that Indrik and his servants could let them know if they needed something. Indrik was digging in the tunnel in the rock with a pickaxe for 20 years. Finally, the bell rang. Berengalt finished his work. The knight was lifted to the surface, and he had changed so much. From a strong and handsome man, he had turned into a bow-backed old man with grey hair. But his eyes were shining. He was going to get into the Ivangorod Fortress on that same day and save his son. At night, Indrik broke a thin partition wall that was covering the underpass and entered the Russian fortress. He managed to find his son, but was deeply disappointed. His son Otto had grown up and become a young, handsome man, but he had also almost forgotten his mother tongue and had accepted orthodoxy. He refused to go back to Narva with his father. Indrik could not tolerate that, slapped Otto in the face, and went back to the underpass. Indrik's son told his commander about everything that had happened. He sent Otto and troops of soldiers into the underpass. At the same time, Berengalt was leading his own troops toward the Russian fortress through the underpass. In the middle of the underpass, the two units of troops met. The soldiers started a fight in the glimmering light of burning torches, knee-deep in water. Indrik saw his son and thrust towards him with a naked sword, but his son's arm turned out to be stronger. The good knight Indrik von Berengalt dropped down dead. At that very moment, the ceiling of the tunnel collapsed, the water of the river flooded the underpass, and all the soldiers died. The legend is still a legend, but many people believed in the existence of the underpass and still do, and they continue to search for it.